प्राणशक्ति, प्राणशक्ति इज ए योगिक टेक्निक यूज्ड फॉर हीलिंग. इन दिस प्रोसेस द प्राण, द बायोप्लास्मिक एनर्जी इज डिराइव्ड फ्रॉम द सन एंड टेम्पररली स्टोर्ड in the Agna Chakra. Agna Chakra is a psychic center located in the midbrain region at the pineal gland. It is then taken via the spine and through a specific junction point to the affected part in your body. The affected parts is given a healing bath in a radiant manner, as if you poured water over your head and feeling it flowing down in all directions. The technique is divided into two parts. The first part, receiving and storing prana, and the second one, healing with prana. Before we begin, let us understand an important point, that is, all the movement of energy is during inhalation only. Now, receiving and storing prana. First, let us prepare our body, make it an efficient vehicle for prana by breathing in smoothly through the nose and breathing out uniformly and gracefully through the center of the lips as slowly as possible. Carry on with this type of respiration, keeping your eyes closed at least 11 times, enjoying progressive relaxation. Relaxation, physical as well as mental. Exhale fully, and at the end of exhalation, visualize the sun. As you begin inhaling, the prana from the sun rides along the wave of inhalation, starting from the sun and ending in the Agna Chakra. The wave of inhalation completes its journey at the Agna Chakra. Hold the breath 5 to 10 seconds, and during this holding, empty and store the prana, the bioplasmic energy, at the Agna Chakra, the reservoir of energy. Visualize the whole head to be full of holes like a sieve and breathe out through all the pores of the head. At the end of exhalation, reach back to the sun. Begin inhaling and let the prana ride on the wave of inhalation, reaching the Agna Chakra at the end of inhalation. So to say, the wave begins from the sun and the wave ends in Agna Chakra. Hold the breath for 5 to 10 seconds, and while holding the breath, empty and store the prana at the Agna Chakra. Please repeat this process of receiving and storing of prana not more than 11 times, or sooner if the head feels heavier. Please bear in mind not to exceed 11 number of times, or even sooner when the head feels heavy. In this section, let us review the important point where all the energy movement is during inhalation only. Inhalation is active while exhalation is passive with no energy activity. Before we proceed with the healing cycle, let us learn the following terminal or the junction points. Number 1, Agna Chakra. Agna Chakra is behind the center of eyebrows in the midbrain region at the pineal gland. Is a junction point for head, brain, forehead, eyes, ears, and nose. Number 2, Vishuddhi Chakra, which is at the center of the spine behind the voice box or the thyroid gland. This is a junction point for throat, neck, shoulders, and hands. Third one is Anahat Chakra, which is at the center of the spine behind the lower right-hand corner of your heart. Anahat Chakra is a junction point for lungs and heart. Fourth one, Manipur Chakra, at the center of the spine behind belly button, is a junction point for stomach, pancreas, liver, gallbladder, small intestine, ascending colon, transverse colon, kidneys, and adrenal glands. Fifth one, Swadhisthana Chakra, at the end of the spine, is a junction point for descending colon, pelvic area, thighs, knees, legs, and feet. 6-1, Muladhara Chakra, in the pelvic area, in front of the end of the spine, for the woman at the cervix, and for the male between urinary and the excretory organ. Muladhara Chakra is a junction point for urinogenital area.